Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo, what's poppin'?
What's up?
You're back in the building, y'all.
We are back in the building.
With another episode of Shift Real Talk TV. I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And listen, y'all, don't forget, man, please, don't forget, y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel, y'all. Subscribe to the channel, for real. We would love for you to subscribe to the channel, man. But we're going to get right back into our hot seat, our hot seat questions.
Part two.
So we're going to jump right into it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's go, baby. Let's go.
Right,
let's rock and roll.
We have Liza on the line. Hey, Aunt Liza. All right. So today we're talking relationship questions. So just like last week, there were some questions I did not answer that I didn't ask.
And don't forget, y'all chime in. You know, when y'all chime in, chime on in.
All right. So.
Chiming in.
You have some questions for me too, right?
Today. Yeah, we both on a hot seat. I wasn't gonna let her get away with putting me on a hot seat and not put her on a hot seat too. So all we right. on a hot seat tonight.
That's fine.
So
that's
we can
fine.
Start off. Like I said, y'all chime in with us. You know what I'm saying? Answer the questions. You know, and let's see where we gonna go. Let's go. Let's rock.
All right.
Let's
so
rock. Let's rock and roll.
Let me get my little questions shuffled here.
All right.
My question to you, why don't relationships last?
Why don't they last? Wow. That's a good question. That is a very good question. That is a very good question. I think relationships fail or they don't last because of our expectations of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we put a greater expectation on the relationship than we're willing to put effort into. As opposed to the effort that we're willing to put into the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So only what you put into it is what you'll get out of it. And only who you allow into the relationship will either make it better or make it worse. Because if you get information from people who don't have successful relationships, you know, they don't give you good advice. You know, a failed relationship. Sometimes, you know, we want people to jump on board with what we think, you know, or the problems that we have with situations. So we'll get people or secondhand people to come in and say, you know, or get on our side. You know, he did this or she did this. And I don't like what, girl. Yeah, girl, you need to let him go. Yeah, boy, you need to let him. You know, we don't deal with that. That stuff we don't put up with. And we we allow the wrong people to get in our ears. So, you know, sometimes that happens as well, too. You know what I'm saying?
What about the relationships where the people in the relationship, like one of them may be real about the relationship and have one motive, but the other person may have a motive of manipulation and selfishness?
Say that again?
When you have one person who their motive is pure, they yeah. really want to be in a mm-hmm. relationship, and the other person, their motives may be manipulative rather and selfish. What about that?
Yeah, too. How can two walk together except they agree?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that you can get on the same page with somebody who don't have the same values
right.
or the same morals as you or the same, you know, belief that you have. It just won't work. It doesn't work. That's like, you know, if I'm saved and you're not saved, there's no way that, you know, we got two masters in the house. It's just not going to work.
Because we'll be arguing about. Yeah. Religion.
You'll be arguing about a religion and what you believe and what I believe.
Way more than we'll be enjoying the relationship.
What you think and what I think. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so gotcha.
We'll never get on the same page of that. So, you know, that's another reason why relationships don't work out, because you with the wrong person.
People just need to be honest.
Yeah, you with the wrong person.
People need to be honest. There are so many entitled people in relationships today. And then we have all of this stuff circulating about narcissist people. We got all this information circulating through social media. And it seems like that people are trying. They want to know how to have love last.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way you can have love last is you have to go back to the manual for how we were created. And only God has that blueprint because he helps us to understand what true love is. Once we understand what love is, and once we get to that place where we have that relationship where God is loving on us, then when someone else comes to love on us, we'll know when it's real and we'll know when it's fool's gold or counterfeit.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Dad? I got you on, Elijah. What's up, Dad? My dad just chimed in. That's good,
hey,
man.
Dad.
So I got a question for you.
Oh, okay.
On the hot seat. Now, remember, y'all can answer these questions as well out there in Facebook and YouTube land. Y'all can answer these questions too. Chime on in. I got a question.
Okay. Because
I was chiming in today on a podcast, and I was a little bothered. I'm not going to lie. I was bothered.
Why?
I was bothered because of her answers to her questions. It didn't make sense to me. So I came up with a question from the answers of the questions that she asked on her podcast.
Okay.
So, and the questions were like, what are some red flag questions? So I got a question for you ladies and whatever the case is out there. Is it a red flag when a man asks a woman, what does she do for a living? And yeah, I'm going to say that. Is that a red flag question?
For a man to ask a woman, what does she do for a living?
Yes, what does she do for a living?
It's basically based on the motive in which you ask him, because that's, to me, from the mentality that I have, that's a question that you would be asking to get to know me.
Yes.
But you do have some people out there, they ask that question because they want to see if you're doing good. So, therefore, if you're making money like that, then I can come in and kind of just slide into a place and I won't have to do so much. I mean,
isn't that still a form of getting to know whether you're doing good, whether you're doing bad? I mean, isn't that still a form of...
But that's why I said it depends on the motive, because if your motive is pure and you're just trying to get to know me, then okay. But if your motive is, you know, on the opposite of pure, tainted, then... You probably asking because you're trying to see what my money looking like, to see how much you got to do for me, or, you know, see how much you have to put into the relationship financially. If that's something like, if we go out, you know, we go in Dutch because you make good money, or, you know, things of that nature.
That goes to this question that goes with that question, because it's a two-part question.
Okay, A and B.
Is it wrong for a woman to insert her thoughts on what she believe a man's motive is?
To insert her thoughts?
Yeah, so, because prime example.
Okay, give me it.
The prime example is, okay, now she was saying that he was asking what I do for a living because he wanted to see what was in my pocketbook. That's why he asked. And if a man asks you that, don't do that. If he want to know about you, then he need to just ask what you like. And so what you're doing is inserting your opinion or what you think, why he's asking you. Because can't no man get in your pocket unless you let him.
Right.
You can't. I don't care what he asks.
That is true.
He cannot get in your pockets unless you let him.
And that's why.
And you will know his motive behind that. But still, these are questions to get to know who you are, what type of woman you are.
It depends on your maturity level for that second part. Okay. Because if I know that that's why you're asking me,
yes,
there's nothing wrong still with me answering the question. Because like you said, I'm not going to do anything that I don't want to do. So if I'm trying to, like, if we going out or we doing certain things and you always trying to get me to pay or, you know, give you money.
Now,
you know like
that you up for the money.
Then I still have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a choice to say yes or no.
Elijah said, she said, collecting info on the low about that credit score. Hey, Mama Pearly.
Mama P.
Yeah.
And yeah, like Aunt Liza said, she said that's a response.
Yeah,
from
her
experience.
And I believe it because now you're inserting. Now you're inserting what you believe you went through like that. This is what all men does now. Because me personally, And even if I wasn't in the level of maturity, I'm trying to get to know you. I'm trying to have a conversation. So what do you do for a living? You know, like, what do you do? Like, you, well, I sit home, you know, because that right there will tell me, that would tell me what type of woman you are. Because if you're a woman, if you're a woman that sit home and you ain't doing nothing, then we ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing in common.
That doesn't make sense to me.
That don't make sense?
Not to
that me. That tells me that you have no zeal about your, because again, you should That's have something going on. If you just, I don't do nothing for a living. What?
Okay, so if you don't have a job, that doesn't mean you don't have zeal. That doesn't mean, that could just mean that God may have you in a place where you're supposed to be sitting quiet and just studying and getting to know him. You don't know what
that
means. Well, that
would be the answer. Well, right now, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm going through a little period where God is having me show.
And you said, so that would be the answer.
Right? But it would show, because again, remember. Because
who wrote the script and gave the script to her to know what to say?
No, nobody engaged
the script. The whole point is, if you ask, what do you do for a living? She not going to say, well, you know, I feel like right now the Lord is leading me to. She may not come with that. She may say, well, I don't have a job right now. Right now I'm just, you know.
And then, you know what that said to me? Yeah, and that, you know what that said to me? That you're not willing to give me a part of you that I'm trying to find out.
Or maybe your follow-up question should be, okay, so why don't you have a job? That's conversation.
Yeah, it is a conversation. True.
Instead of just saying, well, that means, well, then you're inserting your opinions and how your narrative goes into the conversation.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's true. I totally agree.
All right.
That's inserting yourself. But we do that in conversation. You know what I'm saying? We insert. And that, you're right. Like Elijah said, that goes with our level of experience, because you'll insert your experience in conversations, and then you start thinking, and that's how, and that's another way relationships don't work out, because you keep inserting your experience your narratives in how conversations should go.
Right. So at the end of the day, when you think about it, her experience was what her podcast is about.
Yeah.
So if people don't like to hear the experiences that she have, then you're welcome to log off of her live.
Yes.
But the
No, I was welcome, you know,
not necessarily you, but I'm just saying
the way you
introduced it, like, well, I didn't like the comments she was making.
Because she was asserting herself. Like, it's like, you don't ask me this and that. Hey, Mama Cheeks, how you doing?
Mama Cheeks,
how you doing?
But the thing about that is, it's her live. Now, granted, she was responding to her questions may not have been the most relationship savvy, because at the end of the day, when you give a question like that, you can't say, if he do this, and then that's all men included.
Yeah,
that answer should not be for all men. So maybe in my experience, when a guy asked me that, he asked me because he was trying to see how deep my pockets were so he could, you know, kind of take advantage of me.
What's up, Larry, my guy?
Hey, Larry, but all men not here to do that. So anyway.
Yeah. Elijah said, that's an honest question, because if you walk up blinged out, wouldn't you want to know? Yeah, like, well, if I walked up blinged out, you'd be like, wait a minute, what you do for a living? I sell pharmaceuticals.
But you know what, though, the crazy part? I never liked resuming.
You never liked resuming?
No, because if you know what it is when you resume, if you're going for a job, people practice the right answers.
Yes.
I feel like that the best way to get to know somebody is to experience that person.
Yes,
to go out with that person, see how they are around their friends, see how they are around family, see how they are when you're together. Because when you say, okay, what you like to do, what you this, well, I don't like this and I don't like that, that's like you resumeing to me, in my opinion. That's like you resumeing. And it's like, I'm going to give you all the right answers. Actually, but if I show, I'm an action person. I think actions really do speak louder than words. But
that's the level of maturity, though. That's maturity.
I've always been like that, even when I was in high school.
But then a lot of people not like that, because here's the thing. When you really get to asserting your narrative in conversations, 9 times out of 10, you insert yourself in every part of the conversation. So you are diagnosing everything that's being talked about to your level of experience. And it's hard to talk to somebody like that, because you can even ask a question like, hey, do you have your own place? what, you a stalker now?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, that what you, why you want to know whether I live by myself? You got to, that's a stalker question. And so that you can't have conversation.
You
with,
must be finna get evicted.
Yeah. What, you trying to live with me or something? And it's like, man, you already.
But the thing that gets me is we are more mature than we act, even in love.
Yeah.
God has created such an amazing being, which is human, that we have the ability to think for ourselves. So even if you see a female responding like that, It's up to you to decide how you're going to decipher that. Because if she comes at you like that all the time, that's a red flag. She's waving the red flag. She's letting you know, this is how I communicate. But a lot of times men look past it. If her package right,
she ain't waving the red flag.
If she's packaged right, they look past how nasty her attitude is, her disposition, how she...
At that point, she ain't waving the red flag. She wearing it. She done put a red flag on and just put her arm through.
Put on your red flag.
She done put the... What's up, Yvette? How you doing, girl?
Evelyn.
I mean, yeah, Evelyn. I call her Yvette.
But that's the thing. That's when we talk about relationships, you got to look at that. How does this person respond to just normal, regular communication?
That's right. Mama Pearlie, she said, I think knowing what someone will bring to the relationship is okay. Exactly.
It is okay.
Exactly.
Unless you've been hurt in that area and you're speaking from that place. It's okay to me. I don't have a problem with it. If you ask, this is what I do.
I like what Mama Cheek says. She said, yes, ask yourself if she's worth diffusing. That's right. Come on, Mama Cheek.
See, that's why we
meet. We're going to have to bring you on the show, Mama Cheek.
She said, you have to ask yourself if she's worth diffusing. So you got to diffuse her every time, then you're going to get worn out.
So I got a question that we got a lot of you ladies on. Because this is the hot seat night. We talking about
relationships. Yeah,
so I got a question for you ladies. I want y'all to answer this question. This is a good question. My wife, she going to answer, but I want you ladies to answer it. So if you are with somebody, right, and you have certain strong points that he don't have, if as the woman, do you take over because you have the strong point in an area that he doesn't, or do you allow him to learn and grow to be strong in that area that he should be strong in as the man, or do you take over as the woman? With you being stronger? That is a good question.
Excellent question.
I need y'all to chime in with that. Come on, baby.
Let me try while everybody's trying to type. Now, this is how I feel. If I'm strong at something, I'm going to do my best to do whatever it is my strength is. I'm not going to dumb down my strength to make anybody feel like they the man. However, I think it's good for a man, like, if he's not strong in that area, why not iron sharpen iron? I want you to be strong in some areas. That's growth. Like, you weren't doing that before. You weren't strong there. But the only way to be strong in there is to keep lifting it, keep doing it, keep acting in it. And it's up to me, especially if you want to. Now, if you don't want to do it and I'm good at it, then that's the way we work. But if you want to do it and because I feel like I'm stronger, I just take over. That's to me, that's an unhealthy situation. So my job then is not to make you feel stupid or make you feel bad every time you don't do it good. My job is to encourage you and keep saying, okay, well, look, you want me to help you with that? Hopefully people who are in a relationship, especially men, their ego don't get in the way to the point where he won't allow her to help him be great. Because that's why, as a wife, Now, I'm not talking about singlehood, because in singlehood, you know, you have a choice too. But as a wife, I'm speaking from that angle. I'm a helper. So I'm here to help you be great. And if that's going to help you be great, why not?
I don't think the issue comes in whether you're strong in that area or not. Because I don't think men mind allowing you to be, because if you're more stronger at paying bills, if you're stronger, I don't think men have the problem with letting you operate in your strength. I think a lot of women go wrong when they operate in what's stronger than them, they make the man feel like he's deficient in that area.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
So it's like, I needed to be doing this anyway. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
I beg to differ, though. Respectfully, I'm better at paying bills than you are. Do you agree?
I don't know.
The results. Look at the facts.
I don't know.
My bills came back.
You were good paying bills for you.
I think paying bills is paying bills.
No, no, because now it's a different dynamic when it's a family.
Well, no,
it's a different dynamic because, again, I believe because when you were on your own and when you were living as a single person, then you know, it was just you.
I paid my bills.
Yeah, that was you.
So because it's a bigger amount
on the bills. To pay our bills, it's a different responsibility. No, I think
the only reason why it's different.
Am I right? Am I saying something, y'all?
Now, listen, you gotta understand the backstory. The only reason why I believe it's different is because how you move money around.
Mm-hmm.
If the money was there to be paid, then the bill's going to get paid. And I might pay like $2 more, so they'll owe me $2. Stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mama Pearlie says, share your opinion on whatever that area and ask her how he or she feels about it in a loving manner. Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. We don't do it in a loving manner. But I believe, I honestly so believe.
Don't try to control it because you better share. I like that.
So here's an example. If you just say for instance, and you know this, I've seen this happen too. Just say for instance, if you're in it, because this happens a lot in the church, mm-hmm. especially in the church, there are more women in the church than there are men.
Okay.
So I would assume, and it's just me assuming, you know, but this is just for the bringing out point sake.
Okay.
So because there are more women in the church, some women have a closer relationship or their walk with God is different from that man who does not go to church for whatever the reason is. Some men don't go to church because they work on Sundays or whatever. Some men don't go to church because they just don't go, you know, because they have a problem with what goes on in the church. So they don't go. So the woman has a stronger relationship. So because she has a stronger relationship with God, does she throw around that she knows more and because she's closer to God than this man who's not in the church like he should be? Or does she pray and say, Lord, I need you to put him or I need you to have your way in his life so that he can be in position to lead me as his wife?
I believe you do that, and you are probably the only Bible he truly gonna read.
Okay.
So you be readable. Make it an easy read so that he'll keep flipping the pages. And then when he's done with the book, he'll be more like what you are desiring. Mama Cheek says, this is going back to the other question. She says, I always prayed for the Lord to help me to control my takeover spirit. Come on now.
Uh-huh.
She said, because I come from a family of strong head of the household women.
Oh.
Okay. Evelyn says, I would do my best to lead by example, but would hope that he would be open to learn in those areas to be a better person. See, these are some good things to talk about while you're dating.
Yes.
So that y'all understand how y'all can share that responsibility.
That's some good stuff, y'all.
Aunt Liza said, it's not about who is better or stronger. It's the willingness to do it and not sit back and let the other person do it.
It's not about you. Okay, who's willing to do it? Now, Aunt Liza, just to be the angel's advocate, what if the man is willing to do it, but you are still stronger? So do you take over with him? Now, mind you, most of y'all on here married. Let's use the married situation. Most of y'all on here married. What if you are the wife? If the husband is willing to do it, let's use the bills. The bills as a thing, because this is the thing that me, my wife is strong at paying bills, but I've gotten stronger because of what happened in our situation.
Him. Yeah.
She had to let me have because I was the only breadwinner.
Actually, I could have just because I wasn't bringing in money didn't mean I couldn't pay the bills.
No, but I'm not saying you couldn't pay the bills, but because I knew what was coming in and I knew how I was going to. So I had to manage
money
it.
Around, right.
Yeah. And I had to move money around to pay Peter and Paul and then save a little bit for
John.
Tim. For John.
What was left over? Piece for John.
Yeah. What was left over? But as the woman who has the strong point in it, do you take over when I'm still willing to do it?
Okay, so let me tell you something interesting about that. I am a slick perfectionist in some areas, like in a lot of areas, right?
Uh-huh.
And I want it to go a certain way, like, okay, these are the bills, this is how and that's how I train myself to pay the bills, right? When I was and when I got married and he paid the bills differently, it aggravated me how he paid the bills. It made me nervous how he paid the bills because I was like, okay, so you mean to tell me you partially paid this bill, but he was also communicating to the bill people, this is how much and I need this arrangement. And I would hear him on the phone making arrangements. I never really made arrangements. I just paid the bills. So what that did for me was it helped me to understand, and God uses these situations too. And I wanted to jump in plenty of times, trust, but God used those situations
8 years later.
8 years later, yeah. God used those situations to help me to understand that there's more than one way to do a thing. Uh-huh. It doesn't have to be done my way. So I had to kill the way I felt like it needed to be done because it was still getting done. And now I have to look back and be in hindsight being 2020 and realize that at a certain point, There was no evictions, no lights getting cut off, no, you know, things of that nature. We went through a rough spot, you know, in the beginning of the marriage.
Yes.
Because we lost a healthy income. However, once he worked that thing and started maneuvering and figuring it out, I realized that he was stronger at that than I was.
Yeah, see, that's my
point. So to be honest, was I really better at paying bills than him? Because when it came crunch time, he knew how to figure and fix, and I would have been sitting there like, what I won't do about it, you know.
My point exactly.
So I
get there it. You go.
So there's there you more go. Than one way to
as
do
a family
thing.
Because as a because it's the different. Trust me,
that's not the point I was making.
No, no, right? I got you, but I'm saying okay. So, Mama Cheek said, was she stronger or were her organization skills stronger?
Exactly. Organizational skills and how I, you know.
Yeah. Well, I would say because, again, it was still in situational because it wasn't at that point. It wasn't about being organized. It was about handling the situation.
Right.
So yeah, it was situational. So her organization skills were not needed at that point because I had to make sure that the money that was in the pot had to pay all of the bills.
Right.
So my wife, who is a good bill payer, would pay all of the electricity bill and won't have enough money to pay the insurance because she done paid all of that, and then won't have money to get to work because she would pay the whole bill.
Or we wouldn't have money to go and do a lot of things or buy a lot of stuff because my thing would be let's pay the bills first and then whatever we have left over. If we have some left over, you can go buy those shoes.
Yeah, but see, that,
my
again,
husband like to enjoy life too, cause he like, look, I work for this, you know, but yeah, he still made it happen. So the thing is, maybe Mama Cheeks is right. Maybe if it was a perfect situation where you had the money in place, I'm better at paying bills. But problem solving. So now, because he problem solved and I heard him on the phone with the bill people, and I heard how he did that. Guess what I can do now. I know how to do it too, which is something I did not know how to do before because that wasn't the route that I would have taken.
So guess what? I think this would work if we really truly understand that even in you being stronger, there's still a level of a strength that's in the man that we can bring together to make work together.
Yeah.
So I don't think that is just me now. You know, we ain't saying this is biblical or nothing like that, but I just believe that If you don't take over, then we are allowed to work together in it because together your strength and together my strength, like you may be good in organization and I may be good with speaking with the people so if you tell me what you've organized, then I know what to go to the people and talk because I can talk to a cat.
I you can too, but the willingness to do it.
Yeah,
my thing would have been I don't want them to feel like, you know, I have this.
Yes.
Thing that I'm trying to get over is called pride.
Yeah.
When it comes to not being good enough or having adequate enough, having enough means.
Absolutely.
But he don't have that in him. He'd be like, look, I only have like $20 on this bill, so I need to make an arrangement. You know, and, yo, look, and the people were willing, and yeah, that's what
they,
I learned.
Because the thing is, and I learned this, especially with bill collectors, they, as long as you work, letting them know what you're trying to do, they'll work with you. They, you
and
know,
pride is an ugly beast, but pride like, has oh, the no, dog.
You know, I ain't got the whole thing, but I give me a little couple more days, and I will have it.
Right.
Yes, budgeting is important in relationship. It is definitely important. Budgeting is definitely important, and that's a weakness that I have because, you know, making money how I
and
make
that's
it.
That's a strength that I have.
Is making money how I make it. I have to learn how to budget, and that is my that is not my weakness.
Well, we found
I mean,
out
that is
rhythm,
not my strength.
So yeah, we doing pretty good. So let's go to the next question.
So I got okay. You wanna answer? Actually, or I got
absolutely.
One.
I have another. I have okay. another one for you.
All right, y'all. Chime in, y'all.
Okay. What makes someone feel like he or she is losing themselves in a relationship, shrinking back and disappearing? What makes a person feel like they're losing themselves, shrinking or disappearing in a relationship?
When you have morals and when you have standards and when you have beliefs that you have to compromise to just be into the relationship, you lose yourself. That 'cause that's who you are. Mind, body, spirit.
Right.
And if you have to compromise either one of those three, then you will lose yourself in the relationship because that, you know, you're sacrificing that person to be with somebody who's not compatible with that part of your body, you know, your being,
so,
your makeup.
So you, I like sacrificing. So you're sacrifice that, well, when you sacrifice the core of who you are to be in a relationship, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because compromise, I mean, I think the healthy compromise is good in a relationship, but what
but
if...
When is it, when, but when you have to continuously, I mean, because the thing is, if you have to, and for lack of a better word, a lot of times when you have to really lessen, because a lot of,
that
yeah, when you
lesson,
have to lessen...
Yeah.
That part of you when you have to really come down, because again, relationships do two things: they make you better or they make you worse. So if it's truly making you, if it's not growing you,
right?
Because growing only adds to who you are spiritually, who you are emotionally, who you are mentally. If that relationship is compromising that, you will lose yourself because
yes.
now you're not growing.
And one thing, okay, for me, I love good. Deep conversations. I love intellectual conversations, and they don't have to be too deep, but I don't like just talking about nonsense.
Oh, wow.
So whenever my husband and I are talking and we are talking about something meaningful, he allows that. I've been in a relationship where somebody be like, oh, you act like you, oh, so you, oh, so you just smart. Oh, so you just yeah. know everything. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to have a good conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, yeah, all right. And it's like, what happened? Like, I asked a simple question and you act like, so then now we're arguing about something that's silly when all we had to do was just have a real good conversation that mm-hmm. could have been had,
absolutely.
But it didn't happen. So, I don't have to dumb that part of me down for the relationship I'm in because we actually have really, and I remember one time he told me something that kind of healed me from that path, from past relationships that I've been in, whether it's been a relationship I was in dating or a relationship like in my family or whatever. He said, I love having conversation with you. That was one of the first things he told me he liked about me. He said, I love talking to you. And it was like, wow, okay. It's like a part of me felt like, so I don't like talk too much or so. I'm not irritating when I have conversation with you. You know, we went through a season where he had some stuff he was going through. And it was like, ugh. But when we came back, when I spoke to him about it, we came back around to it. It was like, nah, babe, yeah. I really do love having conversation. I was just, you know, it was a lot that I had going on.
Yeah, if you want to call in and join in the conversation, you guys, you can call in the number on the screen, 281-734-5683. If you want to call in and join the convo, you're more than welcome to come on in and chime in and tell us what you think. But we got some powerful women on here who have some great comments. Aunt Liza said, when someone expects you to fill them and all the time, they're you're draining yourself. They want they want you to feel them all the time, and you're draining yourself.
That's when you feel like you're disappearing and shrinking back.
Mama Cheek said, when you are left out of the decision-making or belittled when you make decisions.
Mama Cheeks, that is something that me and my husband had to talk about, because he's so quick to make decisions. And then I'm asking, like, whoa, hold up, what are we doing? And I started feeling like, wait, am I the kid in the car saying, are we there yet? You know, I'm an adult and this is my life too. So include me in these decisions. Sometimes he wouldn't include me because he didn't want to hear me say something against what he was super excited to do, you know. But
and that's something that I had to learn. I really had to learn that, because we came up in a relationship where she just got in the car and rode with me. And that probably was the place that she was in at the time. She was in a low place. She didn't care. Just rescue me.
Just cowgun. Take me away.
I don't care where we go.
So we can ride.
And I carried that mentality into our relationship. So I figured, hey, she don't care where we going. Long she know I got her. I'm a knight in shining armor.
I didn't care. It was your car.
I
didn't have gas money. I'm riding.
I was a knight in shining armor. So I felt like, hey, I can take this into the marriage. But, she started telling. Yeah, that's the only reason why. It wasn't that I was kind of not listening to you or
considering
you. But yeah, when I do know making. When it comes to decision making, because I know that you're my helper, so I know the purpose that you, the role that you play in my life.
And taking my suggestions, so that was a big thing that we had an issue with.
If there's something that I do, I say, hey, babe, what you think about, you know, and that's something that God is really working on me in, because I be wanting to answer right away.
And he wants the answer he wants.
So
and then like, I might come and say, babe, I don't think that's a good idea, because
always tell me, you ain't got to lose to win.
You don't have to lose to win. And then every time. Now, listen, this is interesting about this marriage. I don't know about all marriages, but every time when he don't hear my suggestion, I'm not talking about take it and do what I want to do. I'm talking about just actually hearing the suggestion and taking into account some of the things that I'm saying. Something always goes wrong with it.
Always. Anytime I do it, see, God will always bring me back to say, you know what? That's why I placed in your life. She is the Holy Spirit.
He will bump. And it's like he bangs his head so many times, but every time he bangs his head, I feel it. So it's like, come
that's
on,
that's how big
dude.
My head is. I bang it, and she.
I'm like, come on, we work. Let's work together. But it was something.
I like what Mama
Pearlie
went.
Let me say this one last thing. It was something he did Sunday. I made a suggestion, and he actually intensely listened to me, and I saw the intent. And then he said, you know what? That's a good idea. And then he passed the information on, and that decision saved us some money.
Yes, it did.
I was so happy.
Yes, it did.
I felt so appreciated.
Because I would have been.
Oh, I felt so appreciated.
I would have been in the hole.
We would have been in the hole.
But I like what Mama Pearlie said. She said, adjusting yourself to fit someone else's expectations.
Ooh.
I like that.
Especially if the expectations make you smaller.
Whoa. Well,
everybody don't have high expectations.
Well, some expectations are too big for you to feel.
And some,
whether they small or not.
Right.
Those are your expectations.
Right.
No, God had a specific purpose.
Right.
And especially for marriage, there's a specific purpose. But when you come in outside of purpose with expectation, that's something that you cannot feel. Only God can feel that.
Mind provoking. What's up? She says, sorry, I just got home from work. That's all right. Welcome.
Girl, you get a pass. You always love you so much.
When you adjust, and that's true. Sometimes people's expectations of you are too high, and they want you to be this big, fascinating fantasy that they have in their head for who they want as the person they're with. And it's like, man, I
it's like
I feel like I expect nothing you right to, now, because I can't reach that.
I expect you to rub my feet every time I come home because you should know I'm tired. I stand on my feet every day. And you're like, what? My hands get
tired. That's one.
I'm just as an example. Yeah, I just use an example. That's
but
an example.
But the thing with that is if you want me to fit your expectations, then you've already messed up because I will never carry the weight of someone else's expectations. Yes. That's why we always tell people when you get in a relationship, tear up that list because there are some good things that you will miss if you only looking at your list.
That's right.
You don't miss out.
She said she just had a rhyme.
I got bars.
Okay, wait a minute. I got a question for y'all. Gotcha. So check this out. If you have a friend, mm-hmm. right? You got a friend, and this friend is a very close friend of yours. Very close friend.
Right.
Y'all been through thick and thin together. Y'all wasn't Bonnie and Clyde, but y'all was best friends. Y'all was cool.
Gotcha.
Right? You were in another relationship. Mm-hmm. Marriage, relationship. You another relationship.
Regardless. Yeah.
Is it cool for you to keep that friendship when you're in a whole other relationship?
Let me see if I got you right. So, I'm in a relationship with somebody.
Hey, Sheena. I'm sorry, baby. Okay, I'll keep doing that. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do. I'm so sorry. Glad you acknowledged
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Sheesh. All right, so basically what you're saying is, excuse me, I'm in a relationship with someone and we best friends. We got the best friend title, uh-huh. but we in a relationship, so we having fun. But if something go wrong, we not together no more, but we decide that we were better off as friends.
Yeah.
So we stayed friends.
Go. So we stayed friends. There All you right. go.
So in the meantime, in between time, I end up meeting someone else, and we in a serious, committed relationship. Mm-hmm. Is it cool for me to keep that best friend?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it because it leaves too much room for relationships already going to have their things to come against it, especially when you marry. The devil does not want to see two people representing the head and the body of the bride, of the Jesus being the head and the body being the bride of Christ. That's the reflection of marriage in the kingdom of God. Satan don't want that. So he already going to have a whole bunch of stuff to come against it. Now, as the best friend, and y'all have been probably intimate or yeah. y'all have an intimate relationship. Now y'all decided to be best friends. No, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that at all if that was my husband's situation.
So Sheena Bailey, what's up, sis? Congratulations on your graduation last year. But she said, why not? She said, yes, keep both. Stay friends, just friends.
Well, why not is because, like, let's say, for instance, I'm on the phone with my best friend because me and my husband got into it, and this is my best friend. Usually a best friend I tell stuff to. So I'm telling my best friend, who is a guy that I was once in a relationship with and intimate with, that me and my husband going through problems and all kind of stuff, and he might be giving me advice. Now I have basically, like people have that job, work husband and that home husband. I don't believe in that. No, I don't feel like that person can still be my best friend. My husband should be my best friend because there's never a time I'm going to put my husband in a situation where there could possibly be secrets that me and my best friend know that my husband don't have no clue of. I'm not going to put him in a situation where he'll feel insecure or he'll feel like, dog, why y'all laughing? And what, you know, that's just natural. A man is going to be over there side-eyeing you about your friendship.
Yeah, boundaries. That's right, baby girl.
You have to have those boundaries.
See, the thing is, here's the thing, and if I could chime in with y'all, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to chime in.
Keisha say, miss me with the friend talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
What's up, Keisha? Yeah, because first of all, you have to shun the very appearance of evil. You got to shun that. You can't.
You have to.
If it looks evil, it ain't gotta be. But if it looks it, that means shun it. That means kill it at the root. Because roots and plants and seeds grow. So that seed of a friendship could grow. Even though you may have a friendship, it still may grow into a thought from the people that is not in the friendship that something else is going on because of the type of relationship, that friendship that you could have.
Yeah.
Because again, remember this. If you are able to tell whatever problem, because you're going to talk about problems from your relationship to this friend. And guess what? You will always have this friend when there's a problem. That is not good. That means you will never be able to work out the issue with the relationship that you're supposed to be in. Because you're working it out, or you getting advice, or you telling, or you giving yourself probably more than what you're doing in the relationship with this friendship. So you gotta kill and create boundaries.
Yeah,
it shouldn't even be a boundary. That's just something that you just don't cross because it just says the wrong thing and it allows room for other thoughts and other things and other actions to grow.
It allows room. And we did a podcast. One of our episodes said,
that's right,
was entitled "He Got In Because He Listened."
Yes.
A lot of times for women, the man gets close to us because he listened to us. We talking about this and we talking about that. We on the phone. Oh my God, girl, we was on the phone till 3 o'clock in the morning and all of that stuff. And we love that. Even before intimacy, that's why a lot of people get catfished, because of the conversation. Because everything that's in my soul is my will, my emotions. And I'm getting tied up with someone else who's only hearing about my emotions and my will and my desires. To some people, that's more important than intimacy as far as sex is concerned.
Yes. And two, you will start compartmentalizing. Because what you will do is, now this friend would have certain compartments of your life. You'll compartmentalize, and then you'll compartmentalize over here.
And then he'll be wondering why he always I would look over and hear my husband on the phone with his best friend, Kiki Ken, while I'm in the bed. I'm like, what? I don't think so. And then me and her gonna end up probably not liking each other. Because no matter how cordial we try to be, there is an underlying thing that we share, and that's this man that I'm married to, and that will never be my story.
Mama Cheek said, because the Lord says to flee the very sight of evil. Resist it. Turn it away. It won't work, Aunt Liza. That's right. You should not confide in your ex either. No, you should not do that.
You should not. So that's a relationship killer.
First of all, that's dangerous.
And you will have some people saying, well, ain't nothing wrong with it. But remember, and I'm going to say this to the day I take my final breath, that we have two cultures, two world kingdoms at work here. You have the kingdom of darkness, and you have the kingdom of God at work in every situation. There is a blueprint that God gives us, and that's that shun the very appearance of evil. Flee. That you can't do it. It won't work. And then you have people in the world that says, I mean, what's wrong with it? It's nothing. What's the problem? You know,
because
they don't understand that we battle not with flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers. And they don't understand that a thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. They don't understand that the devil roars around, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There's a lot that goes into what our enemy tries to do once we, in the kingdom of God, get into a relationship and get married. So you don't want that.
Mama Prelli said, keep friends out of your relationship, period.
Period.
With a T.
With a T.
Period.
All right. You want to go to the next question?
Yeah. Come on.
You have one for me?
You go.
All right. This question is, y'all let me know. I think I said this one last week.
That's right.
But let me know if I said this one last week. Why do men who cheat say that something she did was lacking, something she did or was lacking caused him to go outside the relationship? Ooh. Let me say that one more time. Why do men who cheat say that something she did or was lacking caused him to go outside the relationship? I hear that a lot.
Keisha, we thank you for your comment. Well, when a man is able to say that or has the nerve to say that, then he's not ready to take responsibility for the truth of really what's going on.
Amen.
He's not ready to take responsibility, and you got to be able to take responsibility and not do like Adam and say, hey Lord, it was this woman you gave me. Mm-hmm. No, you were given the commandment to not eat of the fruit. And then when that happened, he was persuaded to do so. He blamed it on the woman. No, you got to take responsibility. Take responsibility. Something is not lacking in her. Something is lacking in you.
Yeah.
Something is lacking in you.
Yeah.
Yes. Excuses. I like that on Liza. Excuses and gaslighting. Something is lacking in you.
And I'm gonna go a step further. When you and I finally had the conversation about why you cheated on me when we were dating,
mm-hmm.
the answer that was given to me was he told me it was because I did not I was combative. He said it was just too much. I was combative. We couldn't get along because I was arguing too much. And then it came down to the fact that his ego wasn't being stroked by me anymore. And he's a musician from New York, has been on tour here and there with different artists at the time growing up as a young man. So he's used to women flocking after him. And I wasn't going to do that. But then that was what he told me initially, rather not when we talked about it in the mature conversation that we had. Initially, that's what he told me. Now, I got upset because I felt like he was trying to say it was my fault. So here I am saying I did nothing but love you. And you went out there and did that, but you saying it's my fault. But when we actually talked about it later, years later, when we started dating again, when we were healed of some things and more mature, I understood what he was saying, the reason why he did it. But then he didn't leave it there. He was basically, we came to an understanding that it was because of the place he was in that he did that. It wasn't because I was lacking something or I didn't do something to make him feel good or I didn't stroke his ego enough. Because that's what we're told. You know, if you don't do it, some other woman will.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, because Mama Pearlie said to elevate his guilt. And that's true. But I honestly, when I did it, because I did it, I didn't do it to elevate my guilt. I did it to elevate your guilt. I did it to make you feel guilty. Because if I put, again, that's a part of blaming. That's
raw. I love that.
Yeah, that's a part of the blaming. So yeah. Because if I blame you for what I did, then now you feel bad, just like, and it takes the responsibility off of me because now I can manipulate why you feeling bad about feeling guilty. So that's the job. When people say that, it's your fault. It's you did it. If you would do it, and because they don't really understand that is a low place. But see, when somebody can blame like that, you got to understand it's coming from a low place. It's coming from a very low place. And that place of lowness will push the blame, will point the blame, and make you feel like you did something wrong.
Make
and
that's, me feel
and that's
guilty.
How and that's
wow.
how the enemy works. That's how yeah. the enemy works because it's a level of influence. And that influence is so strong because the influence is to make you so that I can get or run away scot-free, and then it make you step up and do more than, okay, well, maybe I did do this, and make you start thinking. And that's a level of manipulation, but that's a bad place to be in because, yeah. again, that's a low place. And when I was able to deal with what I was going through, had nothing to do with her. It had everything to do with where I was in and how I didn't feel good about myself
yeah.
and how I wasn't happy with myself. And what I was doing was I was trying to fill voids that she wasn't even ready to fill. But actually, she wasn't even in a relationship like that for me to feel. See, the thing is, we be in relationships and we expect them to do married things and expect them to fulfill situations that only can be fulfilled through God.
In the
institution of marriage.
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? In His will. So
Come
we
on.
Go out of that will. We go out of that will and we do the wrong thing and expecting a voice to be filled in relationships. No, there's no commitment in that. There's nothing that comes with that.
And as long as you won't take responsibility, you're going to keep lying, you're going to keep manipulating.
Yes.
There's never going to be any healing. And then he will leave the woman he hurt and made feel like she was the problem, made feel guilty and manipulated, and go on to the next relationship because it's easier than fixing the mess that he made.
Absolutely, Mama Chi. She said, yes, that's a form of control. When we have an opportunity seem to bring healing into a situation, we tear down to make us look big or justified. Wow. Exactly. That is the moment to realize that we need healing. We need healing.
Yeah.
Because what I've done, I didn't sin against you. I sinned against God. So that's a point place where I got to heal because I done did something wrong.
Yeah.
And what I did wrong, it caused a hurt on you. Oof. So we got to.
There's no Band-Aid big enough for heartbreak.
Big enough for that.
No.
And we can't control that situation through manipulating like that. That's wrong.
All right. This is the last question for the day because we have 3 minutes. Let's see if we can work it out. How do you know when it's time to walk away?
We did that one last week.
Oh, we did that one last
week? Yes, ma'am.
I knew one of them we did last week.
That's the one we did last week.
Okay, well, hey, we have 3 minutes.
So okay, in the 3 minutes, I got a question.
All right.
I got a question. Do you, if you ever feel like this is, especially after being in a relationship, and it's not a committed relationship, just in the, you've been in a relationship with this person for a while,
mm-hmm.
and you don't see the potential, or you don't see it going further. Like, do you stay? Do you? Because most people feel like, okay, I can be the one that changed this person to mm-hmm. actually go get to the commitment.
Well, we've been together so long.
We've been together so long.
We might
as well work it out. Do you stay, or do you realize this is something that I should leave?
You have to.
That's a good question.
Whoa, baby, you scared
me.
I'm sorry, baby.
You
have to ask God to open your eyes, baby. Open your eyes. Ask him to open the eyes of your heart so you be enlightened, so you can see better. Because if you can't see the truth in this relationship, that length of time does not give you a healthy relationship. It will only get worse if it's not getting better. Mm-hmm. You have to make a decision. Okay, this is going on in the relationship. This relationship is bringing me down. I feel like I need to walk away, but I don't know. I mean, we got a kid together, or I don't know. I mean, he got potential, and maybe it's me. When you start bringing all of those excuses in, then it's time for you to make a different decision for your life, for your future, for the lineage. That's what you need to do. It's not just about you giving this person a chance. At some point, you have to walk away. And when you do, it'll hurt at first. But after the hurt has healed, ask God to heal it. After the hurt has healed, you will feel so much lighter. You'll start feeling so much better. Your face will start brightening up, and you'll start having some pep in your step. Your clothes will start laying a certain way, honey. When you put those heels on, oh, my God. And then next thing you know, he'll see you in the streets. And then he'll be like, man, I don't know what it is about you, man. I don't know. When I saw you, I just fell in love with you all over again. Yes, because this is the state that I was in when you met me the first time before you broke me down to zero. And then I had to go build myself back up.
So in other words, because this would happen, y'all. We stay in situations, and we get into situations. Let's go here first. We get into situations, and because we've been in this situation so long, we even make it worse. We make a marriage situation out of a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and we think that that's going to make the commitment because we've put ourselves, we moved
put
in
too
together.
Much into this relationship.
Yeah, because if you paying rent over there and I'm paying rent over here, you know what I'm saying? We might as well put our money together, and we might as well move in with each other, and we might as well do what we got to do because, you know, we together anyway.
You just took the fun out of the relationship.
You just made a playhouse situation. You made a Ken and Barbie situation, two and dolls, and created a house,
trust,
a marriage
Ken and Barbie
situation.
Is not real,
and they are not real. But the point is, if the situation, if you can't get somebody to commit, because first of all, commitment is committing under to God. You're now making the situation under God, and if that person is not willing to commit under God, they will definitely not commit to you.
Trust
to know.
And well, listen.
And with that being said, we thank y'all for another episode of Shift Real Talk TV. Please subscribe, y'all. Subscribe.
Yes, like he just said, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Shift Real Talk Tuesdays.
Amen. Amen.
On Shift Real Talk TV.
And we love you.
We'll be back here next week, same bat channel, with another dope episode. Bat time. And
that's our time, y'all.
Out.
Peace out.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.